You're fine.
Keep them guessing.
Gotta keep me on my toes.
Hello, everyone. We are back again for another episode of K-pop Ketchup.
Yes. For the month, I love K-pop Ketchup.
February. I do too, actually. It's fun to just talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. Good and bad and strange.
Yeah.
And
my question to you was going to be like, do you want to start off bad? And then we just kind of, I think there's one on here that we just need to get out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
How are y'all?
That is not the bad one, by the way. How are you guys doing?
It's bad, but just sad.
It's like, sad. It's very sad for me. I don't know about you, but I was very attached.
I wasn't familiar who this was.
Okay. But you should be.
I know. I felt like I should be, but I don't think it was enough for me to like. Because I feel like I don't. I tell you, I look at, you know, producers mm-hmm. and all that. Okay. I don't do it every single time, but I do it enough for certain groups. So mm-hmm. if I'm not really, that's not the first thing I check for whenever I listen to a song, unless it's just like, what is in here? What is in the song? I need to know. And I need to follow you wherever else you go.
We're talking about Shin Sedong Tiger. He passed away. He was only 40. He was
very
found,
young.
Yeah, very young. He was found unconscious in his home by a friend, I believe. Not much else has been released. The family wanted to keep it private. There have been some goodbye messages from people who have worked with him that hint at him struggling. Not confirmed yet, so don't take my word for that. I don't want to be the one to start a rumor. If that's the case, it's even sadder. But he was prime K-pop 2009 to 2017-18. He continued producing into 2024 because he is actually the sole producer and helped establish the girl group Tribe. I don't know. They always say.
Oh, Tribe. I'm looking at the tracks he's done. It makes so much sense. I know who this is.
Yeah, he's done Beast, Shock, Special, Bo Peep,
Fiction,
by Tiara, Fiction, 4 Minutes Volume Up, Huh, Who's Next. He produced for IU, one of her Christmas songs. Gina, Black and White, he's on that album for one of my songs that I actually like, Super Solo.
A Pink,
yep. No, No, No is one of their most popular ones that he was a part of. Tiara's Sexy Love, VIX's Rock Your Body, EXID, literally anything EXID.
Very like our generation of hits.
Yes.
Which I wasn't looking for producers in, but seeing what he's done, he was very talented.
Yes.
And definitely was one of the reasons why K-pop was like, he was part of making that generation of sound the way it was.
Shaping that generation of K-pop,
yeah.
Especially, I would say, really big from, like I said, 2010 mm-hmm. to, like, 2017-18. Like, that sound that really came out during those years, he was it. Like,
mm-hmm. I can see.
So, it's very sad. Especially because, like I said, there were hints. EXID, not all of the members. Hani hasn't said anything yet, and Solji, I don't think, has said anything yet. But Ellie, Junghwa, and Hylin have all said their goodbyes, and it doesn't sound like it was great.
Mm-hmm. So. I hope everyone is able to mourn and be able to pull through, especially the family and close and like friends.
And try
anyone that he's like touched, because it shows that he's touched a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I feel like The younger generation of K-pop just doesn't know who he is because Twitter has been very quiet, I feel like.
I just don't think kids.
But also, he was, I would say, a very, like, quiet person. He wasn't, mm-hmm. like, people knew who he was, and he had appeared on shows for EXIT and for Tribe, but he was very, like, keep to himself. But it's still very, like, I woke up and I was like, because I woke up to the news because everything happens while I'm asleep in Korea because of time zones. But I woke up and I was like, no way. Like, this is a joke. Somebody's joking with me mm-hmm. right now. Because 40? He was only 40.
Yeah, very young.
Our condolences, though, to the family and friends and anybody who was close with him and Tribe as well because they are currently promoting. The company announced that they were going to take a break and the girls came back and said that they wanted to promote his last song that he had created for mm-hmm. them. So they are promoting and you can tell that they're sad. So I hope everyone's doing okay.
I hope so too. It's very unfortunate.
It was. It is and it was. So that's the bad. That's like the worst on this list. Everything else is just your standard like bad, like ridiculous K-pop bad. Which goes into our next story. Ridiculous. Bad. So ZB1, Zero Base One, one of Mnet's survival show groups, Jiung, who is a very popular member in the group, was accused of sighing and cursing after a fan call. I guess there was word that they thought the fan hung up, but they didn't, and so there was like screen recording of it. There were speculations going around that AI voice was used in the video to like make it sound like he had done this. The agency came back and they denied the allegations, confirming.
I'll see why AI is terrible because now y'all are bringing it's AI. How do we get here?
Yep. And I think that I forget the actual confirmation, like what they came out to, but I think it was the AI, like it was edited because the agency denied the allegations and then did like a investigation, I guess, low key investigation. And they confirmed with the on-site staff that he didn't cuss. Nobody had cussed. Like it wasn't him.
Yeah. Cause if you asking staff about it and their job's on the line, absolutely. They're going to snitch. So
yeah.
I would snitch.
I would too.
If he was doing that. But like, come on, y'all. Y'all are really using AI like this.
To cause controversies like
this? It's only the beginning. Like, I know a lot of us already saw this happening. Not with idols. Just, you know.
In general,
after the thing with Taylor Swift happened, like, nobody. It's not a concern for anybody yet. But it's only going to get bigger. That sucks. Mm-hmm. AI. And then being able to run with it for that long, that it became that big of an issue. Who did that? Was it the fan that did it?
Yeah.
That was on call with him?
Yeah. Like that's on call
terrible.
With him.
I thought you were about to tell me, oh my, somebody took it and added in the AI and then it got viral. Nope, they did it. What is wrong with y'all?
I was trying to see if I could find anything else. But yeah, no, it was the fan that was in the call with him.
I hope you don't get calls from anybody. Like,
get blacklisted.
Regardless of group. I hope you never get a call. I hope they have you on
and he got
a list.
So much because it's a Mnet group. And, like, Mnet groups are always, especially their survival show groups, are always, like, super popular. He got so much, like, heat.
Because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's just crazy.
We have to start learning how to wait for things before just instantly reacting.
Jumping
to
conclusions.
But I can't blame people. I don't know because sometimes AI does sound off. It does sound off, but it just goes to show what you can do with it. That's terrifying. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm sorry anybody had to put up with it and deal with it. And
yeah,
y'all can't sue people. Like, that's defamation. That's something.
It is. And another thing that like just came up from this situation is a lot of people made the point of like, well, if he is cursing, what did the fan do to initiate that, instigate that? Like, how are they acting? What did they say? Like,
and if he reacted in such a way that made you mad, I just can't I can't really imagine, unless you just hate your job, an idol reacting super negatively on a fan call, unless you're doing something weird or just something that's just not appropriate.
Yeah.
Which they need to start hanging up on people if that's the case.
I agree. I've always been for that. They need to hang up.
And if they get mad, then maybe you should have. Everyone needs some decorum. Like, I don't know.
It was such a bizarre situation.
That is bizarre. That is the first time I've heard that's the first time I've heard an issue come up because someone used AI.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in
K-pop. Well, and at first they didn't know it was. I'm pretty sure it ended up being that. But like at first people really thought that it was him.
So I'm saying you can pull off AI if it was such a short clip. You're definitely able to pull it off.
Well, and that's the thing. Fan calls are only like 3 minutes. And if they only posted
10 seconds or 30 seconds, bro, terrible. We really have to start learning to differentiate AI visually and audibly. I hope nothing else happens.
I hope so too. But it came out to be that I do remember that it was falsified. Like, it wasn't true. The company was like, we're looking into this almost immediately. So at least they had like an immediate.
They're about to change up the fan calls where it can record both ends of the call. Because how else would you prove? You can't keep asking people whether or not somebody did or didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside, people. Have a different hobby. that's not harming other people.
I agree.
And let's calm down with attacking people right off the bat. I'm tired of that.
I am too. That one.
Unless it's literally like in your face that they did something.
I agree. That one I agree with. Like we need to stop jumping the gun until all. And like even instead of jumping the gun, like as soon as the company was like, we're investigating, people should have just been like, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna hold my anger back.
Yeah, we'll wait. Mm-hmm. Wait to see. But
oh,
I agree. Ugh, the sigh. Another sigh-worthy topic is Jenny from Blackpink is attending KCON for the first time ever. I think it's the China KCON stop. I forget. Maybe China or Japan. She's attending KCON for the first time ever. You would think, oh, that's so cool. Jenny going to KCON? But the fans are reacting poorly and saying that that's just silly. Like, why is she going? KCON is for Nugu groups. She's above this.
Oh, y'all.
And my take on it is I think it's super silly to even think that, because I feel like a lot of people, Blackpink being from YG, they just blew up in popularity, got all the brand deals, like they're just a YG group. But people really forgot that she signed up to be an idol. She wanted to be an idol from the beginning. As soon as she left YG for her solo stuff, and she did her first performance solo at like an event, and then she went on, I forget what, some like really old K-pop idol, like star that we know, she went on her show, like her talk show, and performed. She was smiling. Like, you could see how happy she was to actually be performing, mm-hmm. being in front of fans, like actually being a K-pop idol. And I think that people forget, like, she's super popular. She's Jennie from Blackpink, but she wanted to be a K-pop idol. And
I didn't know K-pop was that deep.
I didn't either. And I, for one, am really happy for her, because like she's probably always wanted to perform at KCON. Like, and KCON is a very accessible.
I was about to say, y'all better be happy that you could afford it.
Yeah.
Or like, most people can afford it.
Like, it gets expensive, but it's still an accessible concert. Like,
you're paying for multiple.
Compare the Blackpink concert tickets to KCON, yeah. And it's like, wow, you get to see Jennie at KCON.
That's and cool. Others.
And others, which, I mean, I prefer concert experience just because I don't, I don't like the whole, like, you only have time to perform two songs and then that's it. That always just makes me sad, especially if I'm going to see, like, my favorites. But at the same time, I get the con experience. Like, it's fun.
It's like a Coachella.
Especially if there's multiple of your favorites there. Like, last year's KCON, I totally would have gone to that if I had had the time off and we didn't have weddings to go to, because it was like The Boys, Seonhyun, Hyungwon, Gravity was there. Like, there were so many people that I liked that were there. So I get that. And, like, I think it's fun. So I feel bad that people are like, why is Jennie going to KCON? She's above this. Like,
girl, if your idol is happy, you should be happy.
Yeah, girl wants to perform at KCON. Shut up.
And I didn't know. I just didn't think. Very interesting that people see KCON like that.
I agree.
So,
like, there are certain.
It's just like a Coachella. Wouldn't you want, like, a headline, a couple headlines, and then you have, like, the new or up and coming? That's usually how it's done. So, how is it any.
Yeah.
How is that any different?
Yeah, it's not. And personally, like I said, KCON is affordable. Like, yes, it gets expensive depending on the tiers and what you're aiming for. But, like, just being able to go to the concert in the con, if you go for the most simplistic package there is, it's affordable. Like, for what you're getting, it's affordable. Yeah, you have to save up a little bit. But, like,
I don't know.
It's just, to me, I think it's cool that Jennie is going to be there. Like, at KCON, at something that a normal person can go to without busting the bank. I hope Jennie has fun too. Especially seeing how happy she's been performing. Like, at just at normal events, at normal things. I hope she has fun.
Well,
I thought that one was another bizarre.
It is weird. It's very what do you call it? Classist.
Yeah.
Of people to react like that.
Yeah.
And it's so odd. It's just odd. It'd be different if Jennie was like, I'm not getting paid. I'm getting paid $2 for this. And then, yeah, fans could be mad. I just don't see a negative here.
I don't either.
And if she didn't want to do KCON, she could have just said no.
No, yeah. Like, I'm sure they get offers. It's not like you have to do this.
What? You think Beyonce is just going to give out charity to a... You know what I mean? Like, it's their decision.
Yeah.
It's not the... Whatever. I'm about to go off somewhere. Next.
Next, I put all of these out of order. So this one's a little bit more recent, but S-Coups of 17 has been exempted from enlistment due to a past ACL injury. He tore his ACL. And a certain unnamed fandom that I'm pretty sure all of us know is...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it BTS?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I hate being right. Of course it would be them. I mean, like, of course.
Yeah. And they're getting kind of gross about it too, like commenting things just like, I shouldn't ever see him dance again, so he's not gonna go to the military.
Y'all, like, do y'all realize that they shortened that enlistment? Isn't it like 2 years now?
It's 2 years now.
And before it was like
four or five, yeah.
The enlistment. Y'all need to be grateful. I waited for my man for five.
But not only that, Korea's military is so strict that it's like, if the military, they have to go through like a test.
Like training. You think they're just going to be standing around and looking cute?
And if the military comes back and says you're not fit.
Yeah, you're not cut.
You can't do this. You would think that they would trust their decision, the weird. Government's decision.
I just feel like I don't get it. Y'all would be praying for an ACL injury if you had to go in. So I don't know. I think the treatment is so strange. You all need to be careful with what you say, because what you say is...
Well, and you know, if the tables were turned, it would be an opposite.
I'm so happy. I hope he has a full recovery. You're going to be mad because he just can't dance like he used to. And Y'all can be so annoying. And I'm part, I am an army. Like, that's the thing. Like, you're an army too, just not too. I mean, everyone has their levels, but it's just like, come on. Be so real.
Yeah. It's just weird too, and gross to comment on somebody else's like injury. And wishing that on somebody or not.
But to prolong the injury so they can't do things. Y'all are weird.
And there's a different level of like physical exertion in the military versus physical exertion for dancing. So for people to be like, I better not see him dance ever again.
Y'all are missing the point.
He better not participate in this upcoming comeback that they're having.
Yeah. Like, you're missing the point. Like, he probably can't do variety shows that require, like Running Man.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't do that. You're not even thinking of it in the context, so.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It's
They're going to come back. Like, you, with how big the Army fandom is, I just don't get it.
Like, just wait. It's something that they have to do. So just wait.
And it's shorter. My thing is that it's shorter.
Yeah, it's shorter. Because I remember, like, when
2 years is nothing.
He got the 2 years. But I remember, like, when I first became a K-pop fan, I was like, oh my gosh, like, 4-5 years?
That 4 or 5 year thing is insane. I'm still mad about it. But now y'all have 2 years. Get out of here. That's a walk. That's a cakewalk. I don't have anything else to say.
I don't either.
I just wish y'all would stop.
Karma is gonna catch up to people too.
I hope it catch up to them. Just them.
Just don't comment on people's injuries health. Like that.
Don't wish.
And health. That's like, not.
That's someone's health. Don't do that. That's wrong.
Okay.
It's. Your idols would literally not like that you're saying that stuff. So, what are you doing? You look crazy. S-Coops, I hope that you heal from your ACL. Your ACLs are not great. And injuries like that can be...
Well, and I think it happened a while ago. So, he's doing okay.
But those type of injuries are like...
Yeah, no, they can be serious. Mm-hmm. And they're very long healing time.
And it's not like my friend's husband, he messed up his ACL and he was going to go into pros, but he can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's what I mean. Like, y'all can't wish this stuff because it could really, I just don't get it. I don't get wishing ill harm on
people.
On people.
It's not cool. At all. Mm-hmm. So don't do it.
Please.
Please. That's my please parting words up. On that. Yes, literally, please grow up.
Like, y'all don't think about karma like that. If something bad happens to you, you need to think about all those moments you wish ill on somebody. Mm-hmm. Next.
Well, on the topic of BTS and ARMY, still, we have another story. I sent some links to you so you can look at this guy. But there is a new K-pop group called Waker. And there is a member named Kwon Hyup who looks pretty similar to Taehyung.
Golly!
And
y'all are...
Y'all are siblings. Right, they actually look really similar.
Y'all look like, y'all don't even look like cousins. Y'all are literally like brothers.
Like the genetics there.
That's crazy.
The genetics are there. Unfortunately, unlike me and you being like, whoa, I can see this, a lot of people have been harassing him. Like, he has control over what he looks like in his genetics. He was born and he chose to look like this. Like,
that's wild. That's people, crazy.
People have been harassing him. And I don't understand. Like,
I just don't know what to say about the ARMY fandom majority of the time. Because the reasoning is out. Y'all look the same. This is AI.
This is AI.
That's wild, man.
They actually do look like they could be brothers, though. Like, they have the same
like twins, nose. Even. That's maybe, crazy.
Maybe not some photos I could see twins, but not every photo that I've seen. But, like, they've got
they
the same,
too...
like, they've got the same nose and eyes. It's actually very interesting.
That's what I'm like. That's... This is twin energy.
Like, if we were on a roleplay site still, we would use them as
oh
their
my God.
Face plates.
Y'all are the same. Wow. Copy and paste. You need to talk to your dad. Because something is there. Why would you be mad of having multiple... Who came first? Is Tay older?
I think he is. Let me find out. Wait, remember profiles.
Y'all have more than one fangirl over.
Did I say his name was Kwon Hyup or Kwon Hyun? Kwon Hyup.
I hope
I said Hyup. It's Hyup. He was born
That's just crazy.
In 1998. And Taehyung was born in 1995. So he
Talk to your dad.
Talk to your dad.
Or your mother. No, that doesn't make sense. You talk to your dad.
Yeah, the dad. Oh, here's another here's another group picture.
I'm blown. Wow.
This one actually he does look like him.
This is literally on the same level of Yeongguk's brother.
Oh,
look,
right?
And they're related. They're related.
They really do.
These people are not related. No, y'all look the same. Like, I just don't know what else to say.
But Yeongguk and Yeongnam are twins.
Yeah.
Is a thing.
Because, I mean,
they are like identical
related.
Twins. Yeah. And these two aren't. It sucks because this story, it started out very lighthearted. Like, people were literally...
Why are y'all taking that personally?
We're confused. People were confused at first. They were like, that's not...
What is Tay doing?
Like, what?
Debuting with another group.
Right? And then it kind of took a turn and people were like...
What do you say? Like, they were saying, no, you don't get to look like Tay.
I guess. Like, I just saw people were harassing
him.
Sure,
let me just...
I can't find any of the comments anymore.
Let me just bash my face in.
Right? Like, he chose to look like that. What?
Sorry y'all don't have good genetics. Because I know his parents are beautiful. Because Tay's beautiful. Like, gorgeous people. Why would you not want more than one?
Yeah,
everyone needs to start looking at things from a positive perspective.
I don't know. I can't find any.
I'm throwing my hands up in the air. You guys can't see that. Like,
yeah, she can't. And I can't find any of the negative comments anymore. I think people must have.
I hope they felt stupid. I do hope people felt
stupid. People must have shut up about it because they realized. Because
why are you tripping over that? Y'all are weird.
It is weird.
Because
it's very weird.
If you're from America and you're saying those things, have you not seen all these actors that look related?
Mm-hmm.
Actors and actresses. I know you get mixed up because I get mixed up sometimes. And they're not related. So. I don't know. I feel like I'd be happy.
I only saw a couple pictures, but now that we've seen more, I'm happy. I'm like looking at some of the stuff and I'm like, wow, this is really fun.
They should do
so
a photo
cool.
shoot together because
right?
they look the same. They could do a twin themed shoot and it would work.
It would work. I think this is great.
Who else looks the same? Now I want to know who else looks. Nobody else looks the same like that
in
the
K-pop. There are. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but...
I would like to see that.
Because
that was shocking. That was fun.
That was fun, especially
you
like
You all should do the
photo.
Same hair for every comeback.
Really confuse everybody.
And the stylists need to get together and be like, this is what we're doing. From the hair to the outfit. And copy each other. I'd make it a joke.
That would get more backlash, though, unfortunately. People, or I would agree with that.
How to have fun. People don't know how to be happy. Next.
Next is another odd situation. Mirei, they're... I don't know when. When did Mirei debut? They debuted in 2021 under DSP Media, who used to be in charge of, I think, like Tiara and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the members, Yubin, was caught selling fan gifts on
That's
like-
crazy.
I'm like,
y'all are not paying these people enough.
Well, okay, and so that's the, like, there were K netizens that were upset about it, because K netizens, I would say, are the ones that most commonly send gifts to their,
because they're like, how dare you,
yes,
sell the gift that I
international netizens were they literally had the same reaction as you. They were like, you're not paying people
enough. Are you
enough.
Not paying them enough?
And then they were like, when was the last time that Mirei had a comeback? Like, I'm not surprised. Like, he probably has no money.
Can you really hate him for doing that? Because times are hard. I would be mad, but, like, I guess it is the American in me. Life is hard. And I know some idol, I know y'all are not getting paid like that still.
Yeah.
So sell them. I bought you this Gucci bag.
Ooh, can make
that
a lot
has
off
high
of that.
Retail value. Do with that what you will. Love you.
I love you. Leave them a little note when you send them a group. If I someday find this on the market,
like, that's sad. Because, like, it is. If that's really the case, damn, that's sad.
And, like,
I think it's just funny he got caught. You could have been like, no, it was my manager. No, my manager was doing it.
And I don't think...
I have too much stuff I can't fit into my room anymore.
I can't fit at all. I don't even think a statement or anything was released by him. People just found...
I wouldn't say anything.
I wouldn't either. This is my livelihood at stake.
That's crazy. I hope they're feeding him. It just makes me worry.
And, like, I can't even tell when they most recently had their comeback. Like, they released a song this year, but it was a Japanese debut. And we know how some new groups work. They make their debut in K-pop in Korea. They don't do very well. And then the company doesn't have money, so they send them to Japan and we never hear from them again. I'm hoping.
I hope you're getting paid. That's all I want from this. I hope you're getting paid.
But
I mean, I can't be mad at the fans that got mad.
No,
because, like, I spent my money on this.
Yeah.
They do spend, depending on the gift. Some of those gifts are like, why are you spending that on an idol?
Well, like, a fan just bought, for example, and I only know this because it was his birthday, and he's also my bias for Gravity, Taeyong. A fan, like a fan site fan, just bought him a new Samsung Galaxy.
See, that's birthday. Crazy. Because I'd be pissed too. You're selling my phone I gave you. I could have just gave you money.
Yep. Yep. I mean,
note,
like,
to self.
I
give these idols money.
I definitely get both sides, though. I understand the fans' anger. I sent them a really expensive gift. He's selling it. But I also understand.
Like, I understand three sides.
Yeah.
I understand that hustle mentality is going to kick in. I'm going to surprise it. If I can resell it.
Get some money.
I don't get it. Because if you're big enough and you just get gifts all the time, you don't have room for that.
Yeah. And you might not have the need for it. That's why a lot of, like, Monster X, they don't accept gifts anymore. Like, the company got on to their fan cafe and they were like, we're not accepting gifts
enough
anymore.
Our rooms are filled with all the gifts because they can't fit it anywhere else. We are stopping.
Well, and at that point, too, you have to be making a certain amount. So I'm assuming you don't have use for it anymore. Like, you could just go buy yourself the Gucci bag or the Samsung Galaxy phone.
If you're giving me a phone, I'm reselling it.
I was going to say, if you're giving me a phone, I'm probably using it personally.
I mean, like,
I'll always take a new phone.
I wouldn't trust that from anyone, though. I wouldn't trust a phone from anyone.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm going to resell it.
It could be
cheap. If it's a Switch, I'm going to play the Switch. I'm going to play the Switch. You did that with that. You can give me a gift card and be like, look what I did with your gift card. I got some food.
Yeah, literally, like, here's the gift card. Here's a photo of what I bought with this gift card.
Buy your favorite ice cream with this or something. Like, but make sure you take a selfie that you bought the ice cream. Yeah, I would know it was from me.
That's why I know it was from me. Oh, that one was funny. I thought that is funny.
Oh my God. I just can't.
It's so relatable. So relatable. I'm like, I would be friends with this guy. Like, I can't.
I get it. Hey, don't lose sleep over this, man. a lot of us would do it. I would even bet that a lot of idols have done it already.
Yeah, no, there's definitely been cases of,
you just need to be better next time. There you go.
Just be better. Don't get caught next time.
Don't get caught next time. There's change the IP address.
Been cases of idols getting caught selling things. It just sucks that it was like this instance, because it's such a small group. I think people expected him to like keep the gifts, but it's like, the dude needs money.
He has a hustle mentality. It's okay.
I'm going to skip one just because of time constraints. The latest thing that's blown up on Twitter, and whether we end the episode with this or not, I think it's a good one to end it with if the time constraints get there. But Karina of aespa has gotten caught in a dating scandal with actor Lee Jae-uk.
Okay.
At first, like the first, I want to say 6 hours, everything was good and fine. I saw this blow up because I was like, Jae-uk, no. Because I don't like literally ship him, but I ship him with one of his former co-stars because they just had perfect chemistry. And I was like, man, if they started dating, I would not be mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I don't actually, like, I'm totally happy for him if this is true. But people are saying it's a conspiracy theory because there was some stuff going on in the Korean government at the time that they were like, this is a cover-up to distract people. But in like,
not them being that big enough to make an impact like that.
I mean, they were pretty popular though, and Karina is also pretty popular. But yes, not them being that big. But also, first like 6 hours, like I was saying, because I was on Twitter when it was blowing up. Everybody was like, cool. They were like, oh, they're such a cute couple. So all of those interactions when they were at Fashion Week in Milan were actually like them just meeting and falling in love at first sight. Because that was the statement.
I'm gonna throw up.
The statement released was like, we fell in love at first sight. But I kind of feel bad because Dispatch released the news and they're still in the like getting to know each other stages. So it's kind of like, I hope they didn't ruin this if it's true. But everybody was like, woo, this is so cute, this is sweet, I'm so happy. And then like after the 6 hour mark, all of Karina's fans started going insane, like talking crap about Jae-uk, saying he's ugly, asking who he even is. People literally got upset.
This is very me coded.
People got upset. They were like, she was supposed to be gay, she was supposed to be for the women. Like, people are mad. People are mad that she's dating a man. And then
get this.
SM stock prices started to drop. With this dating news.
So many y'all gay.
The craziest part though, and I've never seen this happen before. The craziest part is the Korean side of the fandom are totally happy for her. International side of the fandom?
No, the international side, that's my woman. Like, how dare you?
The international side is the one going crazy. Usually it's the other way around. The Korean fans are upset that their idol is dating. And the international fans are like,
that's so funny.
They need a life. Like, let them live their life.
The only
life.
Part that was me coded was like, who is this man? He's not even all that. Who is this? I bet he's ugly.
And like, at first,
like, you have to prove it. Prove it.
At first, it started really good-naturedly, too. Like, there was one person that literally, it was funny. Somebody screen-capped, like, all of their things, and they were like, this poor Karina fan just went through all the phases of denial. They were, like, happy at first, or, like, they were in denial, and then they were like, who is this man? Like, he's not, like, he doesn't deserve her. And then at the end, they were kind of like, I'm over it. I'm so happy for her. Like,
this is reality. I gotta get used to it. They look good together. I just think it's funny. Karina, there's your fan base. Now you know.
Yeah.
Your fan base.
The international fan base, too, especially. Like, the Korean side. They were very supportive. And that is the weirdest thing to me is I'm so used to
that. That is really weird because it doesn't matter who is dating who. It's a problem.
It's a problem. And the international fans are always the one that are accepting just because of our dating culture internationally. But like, it's totally the opposite. And the biggest argument isn't even that it's Lee Jae-uk.
She's supposed to be gay.
It's that.
Supposed to be for me.
And like, people are basing it off of interviews she's done where she's
maybe she's like, bi.
Well, that's the thing. Like, other people are saying, wow, the bi erasure is really, really big here. Like, what is going on?
And then again, it's like, you really think she's about to come out
in South Korea? Yeah. No, not happening.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But it's just been so wild seeing people make assumptions about her sexuality and pushing their sexuality, like projecting it onto her because of things she said in interviews, because of stories her classmates have told about her, how she's always really nice to the girls.
Girl, they do that to everybody.
The fact that she was at like a concert or like Coachella or something, maybe not Coachella, but she was at like a concert and she stayed for all of the female acts, but then as soon as Ed Sheeran came on, she left. Like, it was stuff like that that they were basing it off of.
They do that for a lot of idols, though. I mean,
I know, but it just was so extreme. Like, I didn't realize.
Don't they do that to one of the red, they do that to other idols. I know they do. At least female idols.
Yeah. No, they do. But I didn't realize that it was so extreme for Karina.
They look into that. They look real deep.
Like, so extreme. To the point where now she's dating a man and SM stock prices are dropping.
That just says a lot to me about the consumer. And that's very interesting to me.
Yeah. It's so wild.
Regardless of what your sexuality is, hope you all are happy. And
I do too.
Honestly, everyone's got to go through it. It was better than her announcing that she was pregnant.
Yeah. Or secretly married. Because that would have gone over well.
You still have a chance. You can be a homewrecker. You can be SZA and be there for the weekend. So let's look at the positives, everybody. positives.
Oh my gosh.
Here if you need it. Just to get you through that rough patch. We all look a little crazy sometime with our denial. But you're strong.
This is when the Delulu.
There's other Karinas out there.
The Delulu has gone too far, though. I just want you guys to know
that. Oh yeah, the Delulu is really far.
Yes. Go listen to our last episode if you're curious what we're referencing. But
you can fantasize, but like,
don't take it this far.
There comes a point.
Yes. I, though, am happy for them. I wish them well. I do think it's unfortunate that Dispatch released the news so early, especially if they are in the getting to know each other stage.
That is awkward.
Because that... maybe they weren't ready to commit to a relationship and now they had to make this announcement, and I just think that kind of sucks, and I hope it doesn't sour anything for them.
Either.
I still am on my boat of Deluluism, where in my head he's dating Go Yoon Jung, but
They're both really attractive people. It's like y'all both won.
They are. Yeah. No, they look really great.
Ugh. I love that for people. Like, y'all both won. Not one person won, but both of you.
Both of you. They're both super attractive. Mm-hmm. I think for time, that is it. We can talk about the other thing next time if we have, if nothing else interesting happens. Okay.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. That was a lot of just like, what in the world is going on in K-pop this month? Like,
what would you sell? If you received a gift and you're like, man, the resale on this would be crazy, what would that be? You can't cheat and say Coach. What did he sell?
I don't remember. I think it was multiple gifts.
What would it be? Would it be a... What would it be? I want to know.
I don't know.
I'd rather resell this.
If fans are selling me things that I can use, I'd probably be inclined to keep it all. Like,
if fans really want to get me stuff, I would literally go to the fan chat and be like, these are the things I thought were interesting. Here's my wish list. So it doesn't feel like a complete waste.
Yeah.
But then people would take that the wrong way.
Yeah. But like, if fans were like sending me hoodies, for example, I'd be like, man, I can never have too many hoodies. I say, as I already have too many
hoodies. I could never have too many cohort outfits. I could always have those. I could never have enough glasses cleaner. I would love that. I would be so happy. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being for real.
That's why I'm looking at you. You guys can't see the way I'm looking at her, but I know she's
if
not
being sarcastic. If you all got me sheet masks, I sure do love my sheet mask. I sure could use some silk antibacterial bed sheets. I could never have enough of those.
Okay, we got the point. We
know what people need to do on their calls, on just like when they're live streaming.
Yeah.
Boy.
Talk about products that they like.
I sure could use some chapstick. I'm like, just do that. You could never have enough of that. And that lasts for such a long time.
Chapstick doesn't, but I get your point. Yes. Anyway. Let us know. There's Lacey's wish list for you guys if you're curious. We should make an Amazon.
Yes. I already have a storefront.
Oh my goodness. We'll link it for all the curious fans. Let us know what you think about some of these stories that were pretty popular in February, though.
Yeah. What makes you, who would you go to Lulu over and be like, why are you dating a man? I would like to know. I bet one of them is a Red Velvet member.
I was just going to say, for me, it's probably a Red Velvet member.
Oh, you were on the boat. You were on that boat. I know exactly who it is.
But for me, it'd be like, you're not good enough for her. Like, I need to sit down and
who knows? Maybe that's how they acted with him. Maybe that was part of the, that's a large percent. So it had to be half and half, you know?
I was going to say, it's definitely half and half because it started off good natured and then you slowly saw it start to tank. And now since then, it's been tanked. Like, that's all you see.
That is such a mean-coded thing to do. Like, you're not good enough for my friend, so...
I just need to sit down and have a preemptive interview. Make sure you check all these boxes. And then
I'm going to follow up forever.
Forever.
So, I'm never getting off your neck.
I'm going to be watching you like a hawk.
I'm always going to watch. I'll be nice for my friend's sake. I'm always side-eyeing anyone my friends date. I just posted a TikTok about that on my Instagram.
That's funny.
Where they're like talking about their date. I was like, oh, but he wouldn't let me play, blah blah blah. And the person was like, well, let's kill him. I'm like, that's me coded.
Straight to the extreme.
He skipped it. Let's go. Let's go. What do we need to do? Say the word.
I'm ready.
I am.
Oh, That was it, though, for February's K-pop catch-up. Let us know what you think. Answer Lacey's questions.
Mm-hmm. Are you that defensive like I am with my friends?
I'm sure a lot
of y'all are. So
probably are. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, though, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.